In this session, we're going to examine in a little bit more depth these three people needed to create a successful business that works, an exceptional business, or even a business that works at all, even if it's not exceptional. In a previous module, I discussed the three people needed in your business, and they are the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. Now, let me be very clear and give you some examples of what I mean by technicians so that you can see the difference between that person and the other two. I'll give you a couple of professional examples from outside of the financial services industry. Let's take, for example, a dentist. Now, a dentist can become superb at certain areas of his or her work. They can be great at filling teeth, great at putting on crowns and caps, great at creating better smiles, great at performing much more major surgery on teeth and on jaws, great at straightening teeth. They can be all of those things. And yet, why is it that dentists are under such high stress and pressure in any country, let alone in this country? Why are they known as being a very stressful industry? The reason is because they're brilliant at what they do when they're looking into your mouth. They're brilliant technicians, but they're not brilliant at running a business. And I think that will be generally acknowledged across the UK dental industry. Running a business is not what they were trained to do. I'll give you another example. When I left being a full-time financial planner, I became a coach, a life coach initially, and then a business coach. And I mix with a community of very intelligent, highly qualified people with meaning and contribution in their armoury and their business skill set. They wanted to make a difference. And they were typically between 45 and 50, that kind of age group, professionally highly qualified, intellectually highly qualified, incredibly skilled, and brought a professional skill set to the coaching field. They may have been skilled in, I don't know, HR capacity. They may have been skilled information technologists. They may have been skilled in all sorts of things, and they brought that into the coaching field. They wanted to make a difference in people's lives as well as their businesses. But here's the truth. When I looked at the first major survey ever done of life coaches and even executive coaches, executive business coaches, done in the USA, and that was about 2005, so a little while ago, but here was the truth that I read. The information told us that the average coach in the USA and in Western Europe was starving to death. The average revenue in coaching was less than $20,000 a year. Now, even in 2005, that was not a lot of money, certainly not enough to live on. So here's the question. Why could such highly intelligent people with highly developed business skills or professional skills come into a new role, give of their all, change people's lives and starve to death? The answer was, and they recognised this eventually, they simply did not know how to run a small business. And those two examples I've just given you should signal to you why becoming a brilliant technical professional will not hack it when it comes to making your business work. So I hope I've convinced you now by studying the past, present and the future, why the skills that you've brought with you, things you've learned, are not sufficient to compete in the outside world against increasingly astute, increasingly highly developed small business leaders within which business highly effective financial planning is done. So within the business environment is the technical work being done to such a superb level because the business and the technician both work effectively. That's what we're aiming for. That's the difference. That's what you need to develop. And you needed to understand the difference between those things clearly so that you can see where we're heading.